that comes out of our mouth has to be experienced before to have any power at all. We don't say anything more than our experience, anything less than our experience. That's what gives it power. You know, that's what gives it power. Any questions so far?
Whatever. I will do
it. Hans, what do you think of what was said tonight?
He's addicted to pancakes. He can't let go.
I haven't really any formulated thoughts. And when I ask about what my addictions are, I think it's sort of a fear that I don't understand a lot. And my mind, even when I hear conversation, not just when I meditate, but even when I hear conversation, goes in other directions and is not totally with it. So there's a fear that I don't comprehend, maybe, that things over my head.
If it went over your head, you wouldn't come, you would go home after a long day. There is some, you can sweat through your skin, or through your mouth, or through your eyes, you know. The penetration does not have to be from the heart or intellectually or intuitively. It can be very unconsciously, and I have seen the transformation in you, even though it goes over your head, and I'm completely aware that it goes over your head. But in a way, that's your style, you know. There is a curiosity in you that doesn't understand it, but is still curious, and something in there unconsciously is picking it up. So there is no concern that way as far as whether it's good or bad. It doesn't matter. It is what it is. And eventually, the consciousness has to expand from individuality to divinity. This is our goal in life. And, you know, people can argue with me and say, no, we were born here, we were here one time, and we need to make the best out of it. We need to have this and that, and whatever.
Dance again, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Freedom is, seriously, freedom is here and now. And what it means is this: whether we know it or not, we are free. Listen to this. Whether we know it or not, we are free. So is a permanent, eternal, infinite freedom. The only thing is that as long as we are consciously aware of this freedom that is already us, to that extent our mind expands. That's it. That's simple. And as
I had a card, you know, that I picked up this morning, and it said, you're already free. You just have to realize it.
Mm-hmm.
Or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing that you're bringing this mm-hmm. up as we end it.
No, we
so
have
true.
We have learned to look after our body, look after our well-being, look after our health, look after our happiness, look after our security, look after our family. We have to look at after so many things, and yet everything that we want to look after, it is only a drawing in our own consciousness. So would that not be extremely clever and wise to just stay and be, and from that being, let the becoming do their own thing? Take no thought where we go, where we sleep. And there are times that the spontaneity will act angry, will act disciplinarian, will act like he's anxious. But the enlightened soul is not affected. It's just whatever is necessary will come out of it. I've seen and I've heard of holy men and realized people being unbelievably angry with some people, but even their anger is a gift. It's only for the purpose of the disciple or the students or the follower, whatever, or their whatever they are. So when we are being who we really are, the becoming becomes perfect, perfection, whatever it looks like. We don't get together here in vain. I mean, last week I came straight from Phoenix to here. And I really would not mind to have stayed four or five more days because it was like the weather was in 70s. I don't get paid. What is this prompting that brings me here before you guys arrive? It is the state of my being and a state of your being, which is the same. So to that extent that we realize that we are not the story, we are not the luggage, we don't need to carry it, and not this, not this, not this. To that extent, we realize we don't even have to look after our body. The body will look after the body. They ask a realized being, why do you smoke still? He said, me? I'm innocent. The body does what it does. But a human being that thinks is an individual cannot say that at all, and it shouldn't say that. But truthfully, only when we realize, then we have understanding for the story that I just told. We are not the body, we are not the mind. We are the force that keeps them together. We play the game joyfully, happily, enthusiastically like Hans does, gratefully, but we don't think that we are the role. As we have been mesmerized and brainwashed by lies, we are now beginning to wake up and see. What do you think waking up is? To see that it was a lie, like Tony is doing, experiencing. Everybody in this room is experiencing, every one of us. When you see the lies are lies, you are beginning to wake up. What do we do with our children and our friends, and what is our responsibility in this world? It's when we stay in our center of being, the Ananda will reach them, the bless, the love, the comfort. And that is the highest service one can give to the other, just to be. No more drama. We created our own drama for the satisfaction of its sensation until we are sick of it. And when we get sick of our own drama, we just drop it. Fear and doubt are the product of the mind. Every time we experience it, we're living in the mind. And the mind, when you get to the source of it, is nothing, not a thing. In that there is freedom, in that there is liberation. Namaste.